Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as TheStellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and my co-host, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. We have a great, great program planned, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Now, you may hear some candy in my mouth. That is to keep my throat steady, and that is also to help me continue to have my voice, because as I said before, my allergies are, they're very trying. But I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to this particular ministry, to this particular show. On tonight, we are going to really analyze our hearts and our minds and our hands, and we're going to pray for our family and our friends, and we're just going to pray for each and every person, and then God's going to have a word for us. One of the main themes or topics that we're going to really look into is the theme of soul tie or soul ties. And we're going to look at this particular factor, and it's going to become a denominator. We're talking about math. It's going to become a denominator, which means that it comes under the auspices of many things. It's going to become a denominator in many of the tasks that we do, and one is our needs and wants. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and get started because we have a great show planned for you. We're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars through by night, for his mercy endures forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are wandering in the wilderness and those who are already raptured by your Holy Spirit. We ask that you continue to bless the bereaved families, Heavenly Father, give them strength during this trying time. Then, Lord, we ask that you just become a vessel for any voids that are in our lives, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this prayer, we ask with this particular meditation and with this particular presence before you be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless each person who's on the line and those who are coming on the line, and we ask that you continue to help us to become lights of the world. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the light in the mornings. Amen. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the darkness, which causes us to be at peace and to rest. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to shower your blessings down upon us? Would you continue to show us the mountains and take us through the valley so that we can appreciate who you are and depend and lean on you, Lord? We feel the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit right now. We feel the rhema coming down from heaven, Lord, and we know that there is a word from you. And we know that our needs and our wants, Heavenly Father, analyzes our hearts and evaluates our hearts. And we ask that this ministry be able to reach beyond the masses and touch those who need to be touched and heal those who need to be healed. And we ask, Lord, would this ministry continue to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight? Now, Lord, as we begin to relinquish prayer, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you anoint every word that comes out of this mouth, and would you help everything, every person, every place who is able to hear the word, which you touch right now, Heavenly Father, and help us to utilize these things as we go about our journey. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but we are never relinquished out of your sight, we ask that you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen. And amen. And I am so excited and delighted that God has given another opportunity to be on the line with you, because this is just a good time. God calls this a place of refuge for many people. This is also a place where we can express ourselves, and we're among God. And because we're amongst God, that means that we can bring all of our burdens unto the Lord and leave them there. But we're going to begin to focus on the real reason why we're meeting up on tonight. And I want you to go ahead and take out a sheet of paper or your journal. And for our main verse today, we're going to look at Ephesians 2 and 8. And it reads, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." So by what? By grace we were saved through faith, and we did not save ourselves. So as we go about life, understanding our purpose and God's plan, we must understand and recognize that we're not here because we're so good. We're not here because of our articulation of words. We're not here because God has called us at this particular season, at this particular time. We're here because of God's grace that is sufficient enough for us. So let's just forget about everything that's happening today or everything that has happened, and let's focus on God. Now, before we do this, I want to say this. I've been reading in the paper. I've been looking online. And we still have people who utilize their hands to do evil. And some of these people actually listen to this ministry, believe it or not. I want you to understand and recognize that when you listen to this ministry, share the ministry with others, because you may can save a couple of lives, not because of me, but because of God. The more people understand and know about our Heavenly Father, the more they're able to walk away from evil. There was an instance in which God showed me sometime this year in 2016, and God says that when you are in Christ, he says you become a new creature. And so the world sees things that people may say or do as offensive to you, but you see it just as, well, maybe they didn't know any better. You see it as, you know, you don't even see it as a problem or issue, because God has matured you and he's taking you to a different level. And so prayer works, and understanding and being mature in the Spirit of God is what we're looking for, is what God is looking for. God is looking for people. God is recruiting, amen, people who are able to be mature enough to help his flock. Not only that, God is offering compensation. What is the compensation? God says that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing where you won't have room enough to receive. God says we must keep working while it's day, and he says keep working until he comes again. And so that's why it's very important that we continue to utilize every minute, every hour, every day of our lives in trying to please God and doing his will. So with that being said, I want you to go ahead and let's begin to make our grids or our quadrants or our crosses, as many of you think of this. Let's go ahead and do that. And we're going to have four different boxes or four different quadrants, or we're going to make a cross. And so let's go ahead and do that. And I want you to put your wants, because I have several new people there. 315 people online. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. And it's 10:09. All right. We have our wants on the left side, and we're going to have our needs on the right side. All right, quadrant one. That should be your wants. You're going to put your your family. Write the word family. You're going to draw a baby line because you already have a box, and then you're going to put friends. Okay. And you're going to draw another box, and you're going to put your name, Alfreda. Now, your name is not Alfreda. You're going to put your name, your birth name, okay? All right. For the needs, that should be quadrant number two. For the needs, you're going to put your heart. That is the most important thing, okay? You're going to draw a baby line. You're going to put the mind and soul, okay? You're going to draw another line. You're going to put your hands, okay? Quadrant number three. Quadrant number three has to do with the storehouse because God is already supplying so many things and we have to have a place to store all this. Quadrant number three, storehouse, and you leave that open, okay? Quadrant number four, the vision. The vision. And quadrant number five, let's make a quadrant number five and actually draw another line going across, okay? And in quadrant number five, so you should have, okay, so let me tell you the columns, okay, because you have a cross. You build a cross first. So you have your wants, and that's one quadrant, okay? Then you have your needs right beside it, okay? Then under your wants, you have storehouse. Then under your needs, you have vision. Then you skip over to the left side, and then you're going to have prayer request. Okay? And then you're going to have an open box. And God is going to show us or tell us about the open box, okay? But this is not the time right now. What we're going to do is, let me explain. In quadrant one, you have your want. You have family, friends, and Alfreda. You have your name, though. This particular box is a box of what we need for our journey. God has called us to the kingdom. We have accepted the call. We have answered our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But there are some things we must take. For example, there are some things each and every day we have to draw on, such as joy, peace, patience, understanding, those particular things. We're not looking for cars and homes and things of that nature for our wants. God says we must have the essentials. So when we look at box one, I want you to go ahead and put in box one adjectives. Adjectives describe things, okay? Adjectives. And so that box right there is an adjective box. So that means that these particular things should not have any nouns in them, okay? Nouns is a person, place, or thing. But when we talk about adjectives, we're talking about descriptors. It's an attribute, okay? It's an attribute. It's something that describes someone, okay? It is something that describes a particular action or something, okay? All right? Okay. And most of these things, okay, most of these adjectives are personality adjectives, okay? When you look at it, they're personality adjectives, most of them. Now, some of these adjectives relate to things that we want to happen, such as healing and things of that nature. Describe the type of healing. Supernatural healing, what type of healing do you need or your family need, okay? Look at our needs, okay? When we look at our needs, we're analyzing ourselves, okay? Now, don't get this mixed up and put nouns because we're not looking at other people's hearts. So in the heart section, you shouldn't put people's names. In the heart section, we're only putting those things, once again, those adjectives that describe a heart. Now, the hands, once you look at that, the hands are totally different because the hands describe something that we're doing, the verbs. What do we want our hands doing? Do we want our hands to be healing hands? Do we want our hands to be helping hands? What type of hands? This could be an adjective or a verb because when you talk about the hands, you're always talking about service, okay? So you can use those two adjectives or a verb. Talk about storehouse. Storehouse is a noun. Where in the world are we going to put these things? when we look at this, we're not going to say we're going to put it in a storage that we buy, because you can't put joy in a storage, right? There are things in the storage that brings you joy, but you can't literally put the emotion joy in the storage. Okay, where are we going to put these things? An example would be heaven. An example would be our hearts. An example would be when we go different places. Where are we going to store this? Okay, vision. Vision could be a noun. Okay. Most of the time when we talk about visions, we're talking about something that we want to construct. We're talking about something that we want to happen. Okay, if you have the vision to start a business or anything like that, okay, what type of business? We're going to put a noun and a pronoun. You're going to begin to name these things. Okay, so when we talk about the noun, we talk about where, person, a place, or a thing. Okay, and visions, you can even put full as well. Okay, you can even put the people that you would like. Okay, for instance, when we use the pronouns, okay, pronoun I, me, he, she, herself, you know, Joe, Jill, when you use names, all right. So pronouns. Now, when we look at prayer requests, we want to be specific with prayer requests, because prayer requests could be a person's name. That's why pronouns are so important. It could be a place, a specific place that you're praying for, or something like that. So make your prayer request known. There are some people on the line who's praying for their family members, some who are praying for themselves. I'm praying for my allergies. I have family members I'm praying for. I have friends I'm praying for. And so don't be selfish just because God's ear is on this ministry. Pray for each and every person, because we all need prayer. And I see so many people in my mind on this line, and people are wanting to pray for their loved ones. They're wanting their loved ones to be healed. They're wanting to be healed. They're needing answers. They're waiting on God for breakthroughs. They're waiting on God to give them the right of way. And so in doing this, God says patience is the key. He's talking to you, yes. Come in his own timing. We can't hurry God. We have to wait. And so in looking at this, I want you to be very intentional. I want you to focus. If you have to turn off your phone, turn off your phone. If you have to turn off the lights, turn off the lights. But we're getting ready to get into the presence of God, and I want you to meditate and allow the Lord to use you in such a way where you will put everything that you need and want on this page. In the name of Jesus, we ask that everything be given unto these people. There are people who are in bereavement. They're weeping over certain things, over people and things that they lost, or people they have lost. And we're keeping those people lifted in prayer. Don't be selfish when we come down to the prayer request. I'm going to pray for myself too, but there are some people whom I'm going to really pray for, because it's not all about me. But I'm not going to leave myself out either. And so let's just focus on God, because I feel your heart. You've come to this ministry, and your heart is very heavy. And you've come to this ministry seeking answers. You've come to this ministry because you need God. There are many people on this ministry who have come with broken hearts, battered hearts. We talk about soul ties. We talk about who are you connected to. There are a lot of Charlottes in our lives. There are a lot of Charles in our lives. And you have to understand how to live. I know that there are some people who are questioning God, and they have this anger towards God, but God never makes any mistakes. And you just have to keep praying. Nobody understands how you feel but you. Nobody can sympathize with you but you. Because you had a special relationship, special bond with whatever you've lost. So So nobody can tell you, I know exactly. No, you don't. Only God can help. Give God a chance. You're on this ministry tonight, and you took the first step. You've been coming on the ministry. This is nothing new. Give God a chance. Pray to God. Amen. We're getting ready to get into the presence of God, and I need you to lay all feelings aside and allow God to come into your heart and minister. We're going to play the gospel jazz medley, I Worship You, Almighty God. And we're going to play this for about 7 minutes while you get your thoughts together on paper. Then God's going to give us an encouraging word. I'm going to give you some announcements. Then I'm going to bid you good night because my throat is getting a little scratchy again. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. You're listening to StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrita Love. right, as the music continues to play, I was writing and God showed me this vision. And, you know, on tonight there are a lot of hearts on this line. And God showed me a vision, and there was a person with a bowed down head, just in tears. And on tonight, we pray for you because nobody knows how you feel. Nobody knows what you're going through. Nobody knows your mind state. Nobody knows your heart but God. And it takes a big person to even want to listen to a ministry at this particular time at night. And so we pray for you, and God sees and he knows. And if you give him a chance and just pray unto God, he'll be able to fill any void. But it's going to take time. And for those of you who participated in the activity, which is everyone, I want you to understand that it's very important that we take these quadrants serious because they build on each other. They're all connected, soul ties. When we look at our families, there are people who need healing in our families. There are people who need love in our families. There are people who need peace in our families. When we look at our friends, there are people who need healing and unity and rest. When we look at ourselves, we need healing, whether it's allergies, whatever it is, unity. We need rest. We need peace. We need to have more joy. When we look at our needs, we evaluate ourselves. How do you want your heart? How do you want to be portrayed when you stand before people? How do you want to be portrayed when you go out of your door? Lord, I want more joy in my heart. I want more happiness. I want to be able to forgive. I want to be able to love. What about your mind and your soul? Because your mind and your soul dictates a lot about what your heart believes and what your hands do. I want to have good thoughts. I want to fill my mind with knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And then when we look at our hands, what are our hands doing? Are they healing? Are they serving? Are they helping? What are they doing? And as I said before, if your hands have to hurt someone, then walk away. If your hands have to do something to someone, then walk away. Because the hand, people think that the tongue is powerful. And the tongue can say some words that cuts like a knife, but the hands are powerful. And God says you can turn your hands into doing something good, as being Carson. You must keep your eyes focused on God. You must keep your ears open for his word. We must. And so that second quadrant was just an evaluation of yourself. Your hands are always should be found serving for the kingdom. It's getting close to the holidays, and it's getting close to the close of the year. Find somebody you want to help. Find someone you want to do something for, and do it. Don't ask them. Just do it. Then we talk about the storehouse. On our journey, we're going to need all of these attributes. We're going to need love, and we're going to need understanding and joy. Because we're going to have to pull those things when we need them. We should have them every day, but let's be honest, we're human. So the storehouse, we store them in heaven, we store them on earth, and we store them in our hearts. When we talk about earth, we're not talking about taking them somewhere and putting them somewhere. We're talking about everywhere we go, we take our attributes with us. Then we talked about the vision. God says your heart is becoming better. You're able to love more people. You're able to reach more people. And you're able to evaluate yourself so that you can serve and be a good measure. And you have all of your attributes stored somewhere where you can pull them at any time. And God says, now what is the vision? Write the vision and make it plain. Do you want to start a business? Do you want to move up in your career? Do you want to start a school? Did God tell you to feed the hungry? Did he tell you to provide clothing? What did he tell you to do? Did he tell you to promote gospel music? What did God tell you to do? Did he tell you to preach the word? Did he tell you to start a radio station? Did he tell you to sing? What did God tell you to do? That's your vision. Then the prayer request. I pray for my family, and I pray for specifics in my family. I pray for my friends, that includes my coworkers, and I pray for just a plethora of people. Specific prayers. And I put three people down here, plus their families. And God showed me a picture. And God sees and he knows, he sees everything. And you're going to make it. You're going to make it through. And nobody said that the road is going to be easy. But also nobody really understands but God. And you're going to find yourself having many long nights just looking up at the ceiling and talking to God. Because he's the only one that can help you. He's the only one. I need to add one more person to the list. He's the only one that can help you at this time. And the word of God can also help. But you have to trust and depend on God. Because God is the only one who will help you at all times. Amen. Amen. All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for participating, in our activity. I'm trying to add this name, but my pen is not working. But I want to thank each and every one of you. Remember to look over your list concerning what you're praying for. Continue to look over your list. Continue to pray for each and every person because we all need prayer. I have a couple of announcements. I do want to say this before we go to our announcements. If you don't have a relationship with God, please get one. No one knows the day nor the hour. No one knows the time. And when we talk about a relationship with God, we're not just talking about going to church. We're not just talking about doing great things. We're talking about actually having a relationship with God. And if you have not done so, just say, Lord, I surrender unto you. That's as simple as it gets. Now, we are supposed to dwell in the house of the Lord. So forsake not the dwelling. But first of all, you have to take that initiative and say, Lord, I'm available. You have to stretch out your arm and say, Lord, I'm available. Do whatever you have for me. As I always say, and I'll continue to say it because God has promised this, God is opening up the windows of heaven. He's going to elevate some people. God is going to do some great things in some people's lives. They're going to be able to come forth as pure gold. God says they're going to be able to move in front of their soul ties. And soul ties are barriers. Think about a dead-end street where you have to turn around. You're going to be able to move in front of your barriers so that you can come to the will and purpose of God. God calls it a flood. He said it's going to be like a flood. He says, and people are going to come. God is showing me right now that there are many people all around this world, no kidding, who's listening to the ministry because of God. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just here. And God gives me the message, and I just give it to the people. But there are lots of people, many people, whom I don't even know, who's listening to the ministry and being helped because of God. And God says that those people, I have a word for you, those people are in the perimeter. He says, and then there are some who are in the area. And God says there's a shifting going on. He calls it a tornado. He calls it an earthquake. He says there is a shifting going on in the atmosphere in the perimeter. He says, and things are beginning to move. He says the value of the angles are increasing, which means that people are getting closer and closer to walking towards the perimeter. He says, and some of the barriers or some of the soul ties are willingly stepping aside. There's no battle going on. God calls it peaceful. He says a peaceful rest. He says they're beginning to step aside. They're beginning to fade away. He says, and those who are behind, those who are the passive ones, they're moving up because they want to hear the word of God. God says that when he talked about the ears and being spiritually blind and being spiritually deaf, God says that those people, they feel something within their spirits. They feel something within their spirits, and they're trying to hear the word of God. They're trying to move forward because that barrier that once had them is now moving behind them. And God says once we get those individuals up in the forefront, he says those individuals who are behind, he said, will begin to mimic those who are before them. He says, and that mimic will be that they will come into the area. That's why God calls it a flood. He calls it a flood that's coming. And so there is a huge shifting. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if you hear of things happening with the earth and the shifting, and if you hear about tornadoes and if you hear about earthquakes, don't be spooked out. Don't be scared. Make sure that you're prayed up and make sure that you're in a place of protection, because God says that with this, he says the shifting is because of people. The shifting is because of what we're talking about right now. He says those soul ties is very important. Do me a favor real quick. On the back of your paper in your mind, I want you to draw that picture that I told you once before, and I want you to put a circle this time, and I want you to put area in the middle of that circle. Then I want you to draw a bigger circle over that circle, and I want you to put perimeter. It looks like a donut. It looks like a donut or a tire. So you have area in the middle, and you have perimeter. And God says what's happening, as you can see, he says that there's a circle, and God calls it a tornado. You know how a tornado kind of moves in a circle. And he says, and there's a shifting. The area is shifting, he says, because of that's the earthquake. And he says people are moving. He says people are moving, not by force, but they're getting uncomfortable because the people are gaining more confidence. And because they're gaining more confidence, he says the only reason why people are gaining more confidence is because they're able to hear the word of God. God says it's just kind of like a blind person. If they don't have that cane or stick or have someone leading and guiding them, they're going to run into something. And so what was happening is the barrier was in front, right? The barrier was in front of the people behind. They couldn't see, nor could they hear. And so we were beckoning, the people in the areas beckoning, hey, come on, be saved, be saved. And they couldn't hear. Well, now it's here. God says the earthquake, the tornado, and there's a shaking and shifting. And people know something is going on. They know that God is up to something. And so they want to taste and see that the Lord is good. So they're shifting. There's a lot of shifting going on. God says it's at a peaceful state. He says there's no bickering and arguing. He says it's very peaceful. He says, but people are beginning to shift, he says, automatically. Because he says any time that you become new in Jesus Christ, you become a new creature. Those people, they're able to hear that, hey, there's something going on in the area. Mm-hmm. And I'm out here in the perimeter, and I must get into area to be saved. God says it comes through the form of weather. He talks about the erosion of the earth. He talks about the gravity shifting. He talks about the centrifugal force that's coming. And God says it's a centrifugal force that's manifested by the earth and not by people. We can't manifest centrifugal force. Centrifugal force comes from gravitational things. And so when we look at the shifting, God says it comes in the form of weather. So don't be surprised, because God has already told us, don't be surprised when you hear of many different things, because God says it's not that he is upset with his people. He says it's just that there's a lot of movement because people are shifting, because people want to be saved. They know that something is going on in the earth, and there's movement within the earth. There's a rotation within the earth, and because there's a rotation, that particular rotation that's pulling objects away, he says the centrifugal force is pulling those objects, pulling those people away. away. God calls it getting rid of negative influence. God calls it, he calls it a process of moving forward. He calls it, he says, because the centrifugal force is so heavy, he says, it comes in the form of weather, the tornado, and people are trying to get, see coverage. They're trying to get into the area. And so they know that something is going on because there's a shifting. And so these people in the front, in the perimeter, who are blocking everybody else, they're moving out of the way only because of the shifting of the earth. And they are also looking to be saved. But God says that the last shall be first. So he's moving those people who are last up there, and those people who are stopping or blocking, right, they are following now, and they're coming in the area. That's why we have something called a flood, right? So when you hear of these things, and you'll know that this ministry is real, and you know that God is really speaking, he says you'll hear it because of the weather. You hear about tornadoes and earthquakes. There's a shifting going on, right? There's a shifting, and people are moving, okay? So perimeter and area once again. And God says the angles are changing. The angles are changing. Amen? So don't become scared. Just understand that these things are going to happen, because there has to be a cause in order for there to be an effect. Something has to happen for people to begin to move, because right now there are a lot of deaf people spiritually, and a lot of people who are unable to move. God calls them stiff. God calls them slowful. God calls them paralyzed. He says they refuse to move. And so God has to move the earth in order to get the shifting going. Amen? Amen. So don't be scared or dismayed. God says the magnitude is not as intense, but it's a magnitude to get our attention and let us know that God is in, amen, the area. And so just be mindful. And if you are in the perimeter, I would strictly suggest or advise you to begin to find yourself in the area. Now, let me be very clear with you. We're not talking about literally going to a place, refuge. We're talking about getting in relationship with God. But God is going to utilize the weather and centrifugal force in order for shifting, in order for people to begin to come in the area. God is going to do that. And so just get ready for that. We don't know what area. And all I know is that if you're in the perimeter, you're going to feel the centrifugal force. You're going to feel the weather. If you're in the area, you're going to get the aftermath. You will feel a little bit. And so don't be dismayed or disturbed. Just understand that that's part of the ministry. That's part of getting people's attention. That's how God does it. God is not angry like he was with the Israelites. His wrath is not going to come on the people. But God is going to use weather, and he's warning us now. He says, I'm telling you, just like I told Noah. I told Noah to build that ark. I told him to go to sight. And Noah was obedient. And everybody else was like, yeah, right, Noah. You know, there's no storm coming. Yeah, right. Well, it did. And Noah had built that ark, and he and his family were saved. And so what am I saying? Get saved. That's what you don't know when this is coming. We don't know when it's coming, but we know it's on its way. And so it's not to scare anybody, and it's not to get people just to start going to church, because your heart's going to have to be right too. It's to get people to have a relationship with God so that God can begin to minister and speak unto you. God speaks to everybody, but everybody doesn't listen. And so the only way people are able to give a message from God is if they listen to him. And everybody, if you have an ear, God can talk to you. Some people have gifts. I will not take that away. Some people, they have gifts, and God tells them the most intimate things because he trusts them. But God speaks to each and every person because he loves all of us, but he has some that he has chosen. Amen? Amen. I'm going to have to get another peppermint. But be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com, /freetolove. I'm trying to have, excuse me right quick. blogtalkradio.com, /freetolove. Also go to freetoloveshow.com, click on number one love radio. Go to stellargospelmusic.com and click on number one love radio. I encourage each and every one of you, gospel artists, artists, writers, actress, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook Afri to Love at AlFredaLove, or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the Afri to Love Show.com, solo gospel music.com. Be sure that you pray for your family all in one line and pray for them one by one. Pray for your friends. Pray for yourself, pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Now listen, once again, there are too many situations where people are killing off kids and killing off your spouses. Stop it. If you're that upset, leave, right? It's very important. We go through this process, and I continue to say this about the hands. The hands are the most important part. When you're in the military, your hands are very important, just like your feet. But those particular things, your hands and your feet, should be utilized for something good, okay? You only use your hands and feet, you know, when you have to. But your hands should be used for godly things, not to hurt somebody or harm somebody. That's not what God wants us to do. Amen? Amen. God wants us to love each other in a godly way. In addition to that, understand that there are many different events coming up. Sister Kim Fields was in Dallas, Texas, and she put on a great symposium. Sister Kim Fields played on The Facts of Life, Living Single. She played on Housewives of Atlanta. She has a long track record, and she's a great actress. And so please be sure to check out Sister Kim Fields. Also, our own Sister Vicky Winans is coming to Texas, and I'm so excited, and I'm looking forward to that. In addition to that, we also have a conference for the vision, one of the visions that the AfreeToLoveShow.com have, and Stellar Gospel Music. So we're going to have a nice little meeting coming up for that. And our goal is to help as many youth as possible. And so we have a huge meeting coming up with that, and we have a networking event. On Thursday, God's will, I'll be at New Generation, and we'll have a little motivational talk. It starts at 7 p.m. at New Generation. Pastor Tompkins is the pastor. And so I will be there, and we're going to have a little motivation about how we can become whom God is looking for in order to help our youth be successful in life, how we should be role models for our youth to be successful in life. So if you have a little spare time, come out to Pastor Tompkins Church in Bellmead, Texas, and just have a good time in the Lord. Anytime we go to God's house, it's always a good time. And I always look forward to going to God's house throughout the week. I tell you, when Sunday comes, I'm like, man. And it's not because I don't want Monday to come and go to work. No, that's not it. It's just that if I could go to church every day, I would, because I feel that closeness to God, you know, and it's just a good place to be. I wouldn't rather be no other place in church. Amen. So 7 o'clock on Thursday, God's will, in New Generation. Praise God. All right. Also, just make sure that you visit the websites. We've had some great interest in the websites and some of the people. Listen, when you go to AfreeToLoveShow.com, I want you to click on that right now, and I turn down the music. You might want to turn down your volume, because it's going to be pretty loud when you get on there. But AfreeToLoveShow.com, be sure to go there. We have so many people who just love this particular site because they have some of the greatest individuals on these particular pages. I have actors, actress, gospel artists. There's Sister Vicky. Sister Karen Clark Sheard will be in Austin, Texas. She's coming. Brother Fred Hammond and others will also Texas, so be sure to support them, as well as Dallas, Texas. So just check my Facebook page. I'll have more information. I already told you Sister Vicky Winans will be in Texas. Amen. She will be at Texas A&M. I'm happy to see that. Brother Rance Allen has a new CD out. Be sure to check him out. There's Brother David Mann and Sister Cindy Trim, and we have many other gospel hosts, and we have actors and actress, radio personalities. We have so many people, so be sure to check these ladies and gentlemen out. Also, you're welcome to dial in at 347-843-4981. If you want a dialogue, if you want to talk, I'm going to have some authors on. On Thursday, God's will, we're going to have Miss Cassandra Robinson. She's going to come on the ministry, and I'm going to see if we can get a later time since I'm speaking at 7 o'clock. But she's going to be on the ministry. And on Friday, God's will, I believe she's going to be on the Yolanda Adams Show. So be sure to check her out Thursday and Friday. She's right down the street and around the corner. Her name is Miss Cassandra Robinson. She's great at what she does. She was on The Voice. She's into acting and all that good stuff. So be sure to check her out. I have to get her back on my website. Also, be sure to check out Bounce TV, Front Page Firm. Be sure to check them out. And, of course, Number One Love Radio. And when you go to ourfreetoloveshow.com, you know that this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. We speak to people all over the world. How are we able to do that? Well, because we have internet radio, and also because we travel different places, and we're able to speak to so many people. But basically, here are some pictures here. Okay, so if you have an event, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We also have a fashion makeup crew. This is our crew here. So be sure to check out their websites. Be sure to connect with them if you're in town or if you're in Tennessee and other places, Florida, South Carolina. Please be sure, Philly, please be L.A., please be sure to check out some of these particular fashion makeup artists. Now when we go to event planners, if you're seeking any type of services, just email me, put your name, message, which artist or speaker you're requesting. Also, if you would like to be on the show, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And please email the ourfreetoloveshow.com about any events, new projects, and media opportunities. Building a Brand Spiritual Vehicle, that's a little class that I had, online course. You can check that out. Speaker Showcase, I told you we're in the process of building a barrel. It's going to take some time, but if you need a speaker, then just let me know, and I would love to come. All right, gospel legend Yolanda Adams. Okay. Yolanda Adams has a new show, 102.5. It's on weekdays, 5 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Be sure to check her out. We have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. You remember that she was here last year on my birthday. Be sure to check out her music, support her music. She's a great woman of God, and that's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Community journalists. These are top journalists. We have Ms. Joy Reed from MSNBC. We have Daily Beast, Ms. Goldie Taylor. And then we have our freetoloveshow.com, Stellar Music. StellarGospelMusic.com with Dr. Love. Okay. Our Free to Love list. Here are some of the books. We're going to add more books because Ms. Oprah just put out a book. She put out a health book. Speaking of health, please read this particular health article. We're going to have many articles as soon as we can get everything together. Now, listen, if you look on my homepage here, let me turn this down. If you look on my homepage, you will see some items. Just a second. If you go to Facebook, your Facebook page, and you type in Afrida Love, okay? And you go to, just a second. Okay, and then you go to, you will see a nice cover with Sister Oprah Winfrey, Love Entertainment Magazine. We are currently making this particular magazine because it's going to be digital, okay? Also, you'll see Soul Ties. Be sure to look that up. And then you will see our gospel music, right? New gospel music. We'll have a new gospel music page. And you also see a page concerning the Afrita Love Show and the StellarGospelMusic.com show. Okay, so be sure to check that out. We want to congratulate Sister Angela Bennett. She made one of the top Billboard chart artists from RGMC, and this was on November 1st. She is number 146 on the top 300 gospel songs. So we want to really congratulate her. She is down the street, around the corner, and on the side. She is in Houston, Texas. So if y'all hear Miss Angela Bennett, please be sure to support her. Also, if we go to StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, you will see a beautiful page, and this particular page is a page which comprises of many different artists and their events. If you click on Number One Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. We have new music, we have new shows, we have Sister Juanita Bynum, we have Sister Kim Burrell, all right, and we have much, much more. So be sure to check out this page. Also about us, once again, this is an international radio station, so please be sure to check us out. Here are some featured shows at the bottom in case you're interested in how the format of this ministry is. Then if you want to contact me, here's the contact information, name, email, subject, message, and click the submit button. Then for the services, of course, you know this is a event service. We have blog service. We have radio. We have book service. I mean, you name it, we have it. Events around the world, as I said before, there are many different events, and stay tuned on my page. All right? I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. And I want you to know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I'm going to pray for all of you as you pray for me as well. And God is going to do some great things. Continue to hold on to your vision. Continue to store up joy, peace, happiness, love. Continue to pray for your family because God is in the healing business. For those who are in bereavement, we pray for you on behalf of the AfritaLoveShow.com and the StellarGospelMusic.com. We ask for God continue to keep you. That is our prayer. In addition to that, I just want you to know that when you come back tomorrow, God's will, we're going to look at a spiritual guide on the go. One of the main things we're going to focus on is soul ties as it relates to our journey walk. As God says, soul ties are going to be broken as far as when we look at just negative soul ties. I want you to look at a proton and neutron. Just look it up. I'm not asking you to do any homework. Just look it up, a proton and a neutron. And I want you to look it up, and I want you to then, once again, listen to the ministry, and it'll make a lot of sense to you because it deals with you know, it deals with a positive integer, okay? And so I want you to look it up. It's actually a charge. It's like a charge. And so look it up and see what it's all about, all right? If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lit you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita. Love.
Oh yeah, you have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And
and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.